When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This is the Times evening briefing on Tuesday, the 30th of April. A 14-year-old boy has died in a sword attack in northeast London. Police say the man arrested on suspicion of murder in Hainault this morning is in hospital himself and cannot be questioned yet. The 36-year-old was injured in a car crash beforehand. Assistant Commissioner Louisa Rolfe has given this update.
We know there is speculation about his background, including police contact with him. And despite urgent and extensive checks today, we have found no trace of a prior incident involving him so far.
Four other people, including two police officers, are in hospital with injuries that are not life-threatening. Police say the incident isn't terror-related. Times Radio reporter Will Hobbs is at the scene.
I've been speaking to residents here, two who've lived here for 16 years. They say they've never seen or heard of anything like this. This is a quiet neighbourhood. Crime does happen, but on this scale and with this intensity and this type of crime, they've never heard of the like whatsoever. So utter shock and terror in this seemingly quiet neighbourhood at this devastating tragedy.
Police are not looking for any more suspects and they say there is no further risk to the public. Jas Athwal is the leader of Redbridge Council.
We're a strong-knit community, very close-knit, and we will continue to work with our community cohesion work here, and we will be there for our residents, our neighbours, as this goes into the future.
In other news, the King has told cancer patients he's well as he completed his first public engagement since his diagnosis in February. He and the Queen visited a cancer centre at a hospital in London hours before his own treatment elsewhere. Kate Mansey is assistant editor at The Times.
He seemed perhaps a little tired, but he otherwise seemed in good spirits. He was chatting, talking to people about their own experiences. And there was a kind of poignancy, I think, to the visit that you don't always see on those royal engagements because, of course, you know, this is something he's been through himself.
The King has also been named as the new patron of Cancer Research UK. The former Scottish Finance Secretary, Kate Forbes, says she's got support to be the next First Minister and is considering running again to be the SNP leader. She lost last year's leadership contest to Hamza Yousaf, who resigned just over a year into the job yesterday. Former Deputy First Minister John Swinney has also said he is considering running, but neither candidate has confirmed if they will. Two men in their 30s have been charged over the felling of the sycamore gap tree in Northumberland. Daniel Graham and Adam Carruthers have been charged with causing criminal damage to the tree and Hadrian's Wall last September. And Rishi Sunak has paid tribute to the Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich in a speech to journalists focusing on freedom and democracy. Mr. Gershkovich has been wrongfully detained in Russia since March of last year. There's more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.